Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Backyard. This is Margaret, your host, Margaret Marshall, your host, and I must apologize for my raspy voice, but if you remember last week, I told you that I was a little under the weather. Well, I think the weather is still over me because I'm still not my perky self, so I'm going to ask you to bear with me tonight. But as usual, I am always so very, very thrilled and excited to be sharing the backyard with all of my fans and friends listening online and also on their computers and calling in. So, excuse me, I'm going to be doing my best tonight because there's nothing that this senior would rather do than be celebrating, enlightening, and preserving the rich, diverse culture of Jamaica, land we love. So with that said tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I personally believe it's so important to look into your past or the past for all the positive things that have made us who we are, made our country, our culture, our customs. You know, it's important because we can, even if it's not the same period or we're doing the same things, but the core concepts of making us a better person, leaving a better world, goes way, way, way back. And we can always be encouraged, be inspired, and learn from people in our past. And this evening, I mentioned that because for those of you who are on my mailing list, you will see that I mentioned in the promo that we recently explored the contributions of Jamaican women to the history and culture of Jamaica. And if our listeners may remember, two in particular came in mind. I explore so many things and people. But I remember these two women. One was Lucy Stewart, who was born and raised in Jamaica, married a missionary, and went to Africa, where Dr. Joy Lumsden has pictures of her with the students in Africa that she had, African women, that she devoted her time to training. And, you know, we're always giving, and I'm saying that to say you will see the connection as human beings and especially as women. We are almost obsessed with giving something to another generation. And if you will remember, perhaps Cecilia Williams, who also traveled to Africa and helped to zero in on a diagnosis for children who were dying when they came off the breast milk. And she's one of the people who lobbied for against the companies that were actually forcing the African women to use powdered milk and stop breastfeeding. Of course, we all know that there's politics involved and all of those things involved in different all over the world in different cultures. But I'm saying that to say I'm going to read you a little history about how St. Hugh's was actually started, because I thought it really tied in with the whole concept of especially women being involved, you know, with leaving something behind. And we're going to be featuring a special guest tonight who is all part of this giving back, and I think she's calling in now, so I'm going to open the mic and welcome her while I tell you a little bit about the history of her organization. So, again, I apologize. I might be a little slow in opening up the mics and things like that. I'm just not myself this evening, so bear with me. Good evening. The mic is open to 678-893. Who do I have?
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the backyard.
Thank you. How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm a bit better, but not as much as I would like to be.
All right. Well, at least you're better than you were a couple days ago, huh?
Right, right. So I'm on the mend, as we would say.
That's
but,
right.
You know, I as a sidebar, wouldn't it be nice? I always tell people to pretend they're in their favorite chair under the mango tree, the whatever tree, or by the beach, just feeling the trade winds blow over your face.
Absolutely.
Well, now I'd like to take it a step further and visualize myself taking a sea bath. You know how people in most foreigners say they go to the beach?
Mm-hmm.
We, in Kingston, where I grew up, we would go to take a sea bath.
Right.
Right. So it would be one of the things that was prescribed when you were not feeling well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we
like
to reminisce and, you know, talk about the good old times when we were on the show.
That's right, that's right.
Well, what I thought I would do is to tell our listeners, because a lot of times we have people come by long after the show is broadcast just to check it out. And I know I personally did not know a lot about the history of St. Hugh's, but I had a chance to go look it up. And I'm a history buff, and I'm always intrigued by how things got started, because I think the more we get excited about things like that is the more we will know that each individual one of us, if we have an idea, it can blossom into something that lives long after we are gone.
Absolutely.
So with that said, I wanted to now share what I discovered, and please jump in here anytime to help me out or, you know, add something, because this is a labrish, and I always tell the listeners that might not know what a labrish is, I think every Jamaican know what a labrish is, that it is a casual conversation, it's not necessarily a gossip, it's a casual conversation that people, friends, or just family get together for a labrish about something of interest or importance to the group.
That's right. It's what you do when you're sitting under the mango tree in your yard.
Relaxed and just full of joy.
Right.
Okay. So what I'm going to read, I think, was prepared by one of the past students, one of your old girls, as we would call them, not old in age, but that she had she's a graduate of the college, and I think she's Charmaine McKenzie.
Okay.
A past student, and she had written this article for, when was the anniversary celebration? Is it this year or last year?
It was last year. Was
oh,
last
I got
year.
You. It must have been from that. But, excuse me, I had no idea, and I'm wondering if a lot of people who know about St. Hugh's knew that it was first called the Deaconess House School. And it
only members or past students or someone who's been affiliated with the school knows that it was the Deaconess, and it was
their
boarding school.
Right. I mean, I was fascinated by this information. It was the Deaconess Home School, and it was established in 1899.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. And to know that it's still surviving, functional, and, you know, that people, it's past students all over the world, because I'm sure they're scattered all over the world,
yeah,
and have different groups.
Right.
That are in some way giving back.
Right. And as a matter of fact, one of our members who attended St. Hugh's when it was Deaconess and when it was a boarding school, we just lost her late last year.
Oh, really?
Passed away, mm-hmm, but she was a vibrant member who, although she wasn't able to attend meetings regularly, she would have us over. We would share a meal with her, and, you know, she was always a joy to be around. But yeah,
isn't that something?
Our members range in age widely.
Well, I would just like to throw this invitation out because, you know, Sharon, we haven't met yet, but, you know, I'm a senior's senior.
Okay.
So
your voice doesn't sound like you're a senior.
I know, but I think young. Anyway, I am just saying how nice it would be to have her voice recorded on the radio. That, do you know that this particular segment we're doing together will be in cyberspace forever? So when we are gone, you know, someone can come back and listen to you. Perhaps your grandchildren or something. And that's what I just love about this platform.
The joys of technology.
Oh, yes. And to know that I have lived through so many periods.
Right.
You know, where I'm coming from, in the country, no electricity.
Mm.
Not because you can't afford it, because it don't exist.
Right.
And to this kind of technology.
Right.
So I am just tickled pink. I'm utilizing every facet of it, and I'm encouraging seniors not to be scared by it. I interviewed a 94-year-old senior some weeks ago,
mm-hmm,
and that is something, you know, her memories of what things were like in her town when she grew up will be something that her great-great-grandchildren will be able to hear her voice, and I think
that's
so cool.
That is really wonderful, and kudos to you for being able to be right in there with all the young folks, all the techies who are, you know, shaping the way for tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much, and it's just my joy and pleasure. So I'm putting this out there to you and any other fan that might come by or people who are curious, that if you know someone, like, for instance, that person, I would have loved to talk to her on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know anyone, because I didn't even know about this Deaconess Homeschool before.
Right.
And so I'll continue and tell our listeners that it was a boarding school originally. But what I thought interested, Sharon, is that it was really the idea of just a few people to start this, because it was not really started as a high school, right?
Correct. It was started as a school for girls by women within the Anglican Church.
Right. They were called, and I suppose that's why it was the Deaconess Order.
Right.
So it's women of the same spiritual belief, or I suppose, I think it was Anglican, wasn't it?
Yes, Anglican. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So they started this school, but there was an interesting point that I think some of our listeners can relate to, that they were doing it sort of to help out a lot of people, or some of the students that were in the school then, their parents were working in the Panama Canal.
Right.
So it was something needed at the time, which was great. But then it evolved. It started downtown Kingston. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the first intake of students were 24 pupils that were registered at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the boarders were daughters of Jamaicans who were working in Panama in the Canal Zone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, in 1899, it showed the Churchman's News showed an advertisement for it as a prep school, which is a branch of the Deaconess Home School. And it was opened on May 1st in 1899 on Duke Street. So I think that is very neat information because I think a lot of people didn't know that.
Right.
And it was just for over five and under nine, children over 5 years old and under 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. And listen to the fee. I'm sure you know it, but I want our listeners to know it. The school fee was 9 pence per week. Ain't that something? I suppose the new generation doesn't even know what a pence is.
Probably not.
In those days, we had pounds, shilling, and pence.
That's right.
So that was very, very small. But I'm sure to some people at the time, it could have been a large amount.
Right. It's probably all relevant, you know?
Right. And then the high school itself started in 1913. And another thing that I thought was very interesting is that over the years, and an expansion in the curriculum in 1905, it allowed students to sit for the external University of Cambridge examinations. I don't know if you graduated during the time when you sit for the exams in Jamaica that were corrected in England, did you?
And actually, Margaret, I didn't even graduate in Jamaica.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't finish high school. I went first through third forms,
uh-huh.
75 through 78, and then I left. I migrated to the States. So
I see. Wonderful. But it's great that you feel so connected, even though you did not graduate, to be giving up back of your time and efforts and really wanting to do something for the next generation of women.
Right.
And, you know, I'm always excited when I can celebrate anybody who's giving back, but especially women, because I'm one, who take the time, because, you know, we as mothers and housekeepers and all the caps, the different hats that we wear, we really have less time. But somehow we make time to do the things that are important for us. So I am assuming that this is an important part of who you are, that you would want to take the time to be involved with this organization, even though it was not your full education there, but you still feel connected.
Absolutely.
Great. And also, so I would like to encourage the people who might not, a lot of people feel they would have had to graduated from a particular high school to be part of the alumni. But
that's all true. I mean, we have members who transferred from other schools, came into, you know, we had an extension program.
Right.
So we have some of our members went the full course, you know, for first form to fifth form. And then we have some who came in for only 1 year. We have some who came into extension for whatever period. Some who, like me, started and left.
Mm-hmm.
It varies, but it all comes down to what formative role did it play in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's so important. So I like to encourage others to, you know, as adults, sometimes we look around at all that's happening in the world and we feel, huh, you know, there's nothing we can do, especially older people. Seniors tend to be a lot like that. You know, there's no hope. What can we do? But each individual person, just one person, can make such a difference.
Right.
So I'm saying that to say I would encourage anybody, but especially people in the diaspora who might can think back and remember some nugget that they got from whatever school they were at the time they were, and that is something they can give back to. Even if they do not join the association, if there's isn't one, there's some way they can reach out, because it makes you feel so good. When there's so many benefits for the individual when they start thinking, instead of the, you know, everything is useless and things are too bad and I can't do anything, if you turn that around and think, what can I do? So I am encouraging people who might have gone to St. Hugh's or any other of the high schools or any school for that matter, and ask yourself, what can I do to help the next generation? So with that said, I also wanted to make one more sidebar, because I talked about these two women of the past who actually their lives ended in another country. They left Jamaica, went to Africa and died there. Another one went to Africa and Malaysia and died there, but contributed a lot in both instances. Well, I wanted to mention then that this particular school, when it was the Deaconess School, and I think when it converted too, was actually, the headmistress was actually people from England. One was Miss Stanford, who returned to England in 1913, and one was a sister, I suppose that is how the Deaconess came in. Madeline, I think is her name, and she resigned in 1927 and returned to England, and she died the following year. So my point is, these women lived more or contributed a lot to getting the whole thing started in Jamaica, even
right.
though apparently they were not from Jamaica.
Exactly.
And they returned to their land of birth and spent out their last days. And there's so much of that that goes on that is not really in front of us, so we don't think about it and talk about it.
That's correct. And, you know, it would be interesting for us, and I don't know that we've, as an organization, the school in itself or the alumni association, whether we've ever gone back to the families of those two women to follow up and to let them know what the
right that's what Backyard Labrys is all about, right. Trying to ignite some thoughts that might help everybody, you know, celebrate, enlighten, and preserve our culture.
Right.
And our history. We have such a rich, 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 diverse history. Very, very diverse. And there are so many wonderful things that people have come there and done. Some people born and raised there have gone all over the world and done. Now, I'm sure this has happened all over the world, but since I can only celebrate my culture, that's what I talk about. I'm not saying that to say that other islands or other parts of the world don't have the same experience. I'm just saying that I am sort of trying to light a torch to let us celebrate this. So I hope that when I'm not around anymore, somebody will pick up the torch and carry on with the idea. So with that said, we will now talk about what you are doing. So why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. So to give you a little background on the association itself, St. Hugh's High School Alumni Association, we, the Atlanta chapter, we were formed maybe about 15 years ago, close to 15, if not a little bit over. And that, again, was the genesis of tea and cookies. There's a small group of students, past students, who used to meet in the kitchen of our esteemed past principal, Dr. Inez Carnegie.
Yes, she's still with us.
Yes, absolutely. She used to make cookies and have some of the girls over for tea, and then one day they said, okay, you know, we keep getting together, but let's put some intention behind it. And so they pulled together and started the association, and their first fundraiser was a yard sale, I believe, which netted somewhere around $50. And from there, you know, we've grown to a membership. We right now have somewhere around 70, between 70 and 80 members. And as I said, ages range from, you know, I think that the youngest member might be in her 30s to our currently most senior member, who I believe turned 80 a few years ago.
Wow.
So, you know, the members are, we're pretty active. Each year we've managed to put on a couple fundraisers, and we send money home towards specific events or initiatives, such as the meals program or a scholarship award, or say one of the labs, the science labs or the language labs, as needs are identified by the alumni association back home. This year, or last year, what we decided to do was to take a look at the facilities back home, which have pretty much not changed since I was there, which was, as I said, back in the 70s. So, you know, we have infrastructure that needs to be redone, and we've taken a look at the staff lounge, which is in dire need of a renovation, and so we've decided to take that on as a project. We are looking at trying to raise approximately $30,000, $30,000 US, for the renovation, and one of the projects that we're taking on as an initial project is the Women's Empowerment Luncheon.
Uh-huh. So this is the start of that drive to raise $30,000.
Yes.
This is the initial fundraiser. Okay.
Correct. And so part of how this all came together was that a couple of years ago, when Dr. Manley was here for the launching of her book, the Manley Memoirs, she of course is an alumni of St. Hugh's, and she had us all come together, and we had an intimate discussion where we were free to talk to her. She told us a little bit about, you know, the process of writing the book and what she'd been doing since we last heard about her on the news, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what brought her to that point of writing her book and touring and trying to get the book out. And then a part of that was this genesis of, you know, getting women together on a larger scale and delivering to them a message about empowerment and how to live into their lives and how to achieve success on a different level from what most people have been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where we are. We are 2 weeks away from the event, and we're very excited to be bringing this event to Atlanta.
And I am so excited to be able to share it with the rest of the people in the diaspora and the world. So will you give us a website and tell us, and I have sponsored or hosted a few of the fundraising events or organizations here that give back to Jamaica. And I'd like to make this suggestion to my listeners and also to you, that I believe that when people give from the heart, they just give for a cause. So they don't have to be here in Atlanta to buy a ticket, right?
Right, absolutely.
So they can, if there's a way, I don't know if you have a way on your website where tickets are bought, but people outside of Atlanta can purchase a ticket for this event and give it as a gift. Someone in your organization, I mean your people, can have some person who might not be able to afford whatever the ticket cost is right now, to come, and even if it's not used, it will be to the cause.
Exactly, and that would be very generous and very much appreciated. To do so, your listeners can go to shaaa.org. That's St. Hugh's Alumni Association Atlanta.org. So just the acronym, shaaa.org. On the homepage, there is a donate button, and then there's also further down the page, if you scroll, you'll see the process to both register for the luncheon as well as to purchase a ticket.
Right, and I'm sure that lots of people have relatives and friends living in Atlanta. Some people from Atlanta, let me look at them on the board. No, we don't have any Atlanta callers right now, but they may come back later. A lot of people are not available at this time, so they come by later tonight or next day and listen to the show. However, I'd like to invite the callers on the board as well as those listening online, if they wanted to donate some small amount, whatever amount they can afford to this cause, they can go to the website and hit the donate button, or if they want to purchase a ticket for this event, which is going to be on the 15th, then they can purchase a ticket and, you know, have somebody else pick it up or just donate it to anonymously.
Correct.
And this will be helping Jamaica and the next generation. And the next generation is the future of the world. So no matter how bad we things are, you know, they have to live in it. So we have to prepare them, and educating the next generation is the most important thing in all our lives, whether we have children or not.
It absolutely is. You know, and they talk about the fact that it takes a village to raise a child. And we think about the current generation of whether they're Americans or Jamaicans, and you look at the state of our country, our little Jamaica that's in such dire need, and you have to know that it all begins with the current generation, the ones who are coming up now. We have to impact them. We have to get to them that message that they can choose to be different, to have things be different than how it is, how it has been.
Right. And who better to do it than the people who have benefited from being there at the time we all were there? Because I confess all the time on the show that I left Jamaica in 1959 and have been, for most of my life, far removed from Jamaica. And I have no intentions of going back there to retire. I'm retired here where I am. But that does not prevent me from doing all I can to help in some way there, because that's where my roots are. I have very wonderful memories of all the good things that I enjoyed while I was there, and I am just so grateful to have been raised in that culture. So, you know, I tend to be selfish sometimes because I talk about what I love and what I like, and hopefully the listeners will understand where I'm coming from. And for the people who are from another country or another culture, you know, you perhaps will feel the same emotions about where you came from. But even though we are settled here, we have to remember that there's another generation coming up there who may someday migrate to another part of the world, and they can say the same thing about the place they were born and raised.
Right.
So that makes a lot of sense to me. And with that said, I'd like to remind our callers that you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. We're here each week at 8 o'clock doing just what we do, Labrish. And we hope that you find our shows interesting enough to send the link to your friend. And you remember, you don't have to be listening at 8 o'clock. If you want to be on our mailing list, you can send us a message right at backyardlabrish.com. We have a website, too. Or if you click on the Blog Talk link, if you have it, you can, you know, talk to me there. Send me an email there, I think. And I apologize, I'm not able to interact in the chat room with my listeners listening online, but I'm going to get that fixed soon, I promise. So Back to you, Sharon. Tell us a little bit about what the format is of the upcoming event.
Thank you. So, excuse me. So this event is a luncheon, as I said, and excuse me. It'll give attendees an opportunity to do a little bit of networking during the first half an hour or so of the program. Then we'll have lunch, and then excuse me. And then after that, we will start with Armeans Davis, who is a personal empowerment and motivational coach. He focuses mostly on careers. Following Mr. Davis, we're going to have a presentation by Jackie Woods on navigating successful relationships. And Jackie has a book called Soulmate, which is a really interesting idea. And what she talks about is the fact that, you know, all of us are out there looking for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, right? Mm-hmm. But what she says is that in order to find that person, you have to be that person. And I know there are a lot of other messages out there, a lot of books that talk about, yes, you know, being the complete person before you can find that person. But what Jackie says is that you have to recognize what degree of each energy you bring and be able to then find out where you need to continue to develop and grow so that you can manifest and harness that additional energy to you. Then we're going to end the session with Dr. Manley, and she's going to talk about lifestyle success, how to control, define, and achieve. And then you know, that'll be the end of it. We're going to have a Q&A session as well. And the program will run from noon to 3:30 on Saturday the 15th.
Right. And what were you calling it's the Women's Empowerment Luncheon?
Women's Empowerment Luncheon.
Right, right. And would you give your website again, please?
Sure. It's shaaa.org.
Okay. I have a sheet, shaaa, .org.
Right.
Yes. And there they can find information on the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if they would like to donate or purchase a ticket or purchase any of the books or materials that are offered by the speakers, right?
We link on the website, we link to the speaker's website.
Right, I see. Got
right.
You.
Right. Yes, tickets and donations for the event itself are available on the site.
Very good. And your fundraising is ongoing. People don't have to wait for an event to donate.
That is correct. The donate button is always available online. So, you know, we'll take anything you can give us at any time during the year, whenever you can. And, you know, it's like I said, it's always put to good use.
Right. And, again, I want to remind my listeners that a lot of times when we feel so useless, we feel that, when I say that, not in the full term of the word, but the fact that there's not much we can do, I want to remind you of the old Jamaican saying, one cocoa full basket.
Yes.
So whatever, everybody giving a little will contribute a lot to, you know, a cause. So whatever you can afford or you feel led to, just from the heart, you know, you are doing something for specifically your culture. And it's something that is going to enhance, you know, perhaps a lot of people, you know, by having the kids that are in the school in a place that's comfortable for them to study and learn, or by providing them with equipment that they would not otherwise have. But if it was not for these gifts, then in your little way with your little dollar, you have helped. So it's not what the amount you can give, is the amount you give from the heart.
Exactly. You know, sometimes we get stories about some of the students who go to St. Hugh's High School, and you know, it's no different from students at any other school. You know, you see them, they come and they go, and sometimes it's clear that some of them have some issues that they're working through, and some of them, you know, they are overachievers despite all the odds and despite whatever they're going home to, or you know, in some cases, not even going home to, you know. And so just being able to provide, a hot meal for a student or books for the student, that can make a significant difference in the lives of some of these kids.
Right, right. So people can really take pride in just the fact that they're giving. It doesn't matter that it's not a big gift, but in a lot of time, part of what keeps us going and moves us to a higher level is how we feel about ourselves. So I'm always trying to say, instead of feeling that you cannot do something small.
Right.
You know,
there's
always something you can do at all times. At all times, there's always something positive that you can do.
Right.
So I just encourage all our listeners to look inside and find out, you know, what do I have parked there? And what can I contribute? You know, an idea, some money, some help, some encouragement, because some of our listeners might not particularly want to join an organization. Those that can should. And as I mentioned, you don't have to have gone to the school and graduated. You just have to, I suppose you can just be a friend of the school too. Couldn't that work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll take, you know, the stewardship comes in all different forms. As you said, it's monetary, it's talent, it's time, it's resources. Whatever you have that you can give to, you know, any association or any St. Hugh's Association, if that's the one you choose to give to, that's in your neighborhood, your community, it counts.
Mm-hmm. And for those of the, for the people online, you know, you can always go online and find things that are involved with giving back to Jamaica, to inquire about or give something to or participate in. So with that said, Sharon, I would like to thank you. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
I'm currently the secretary for the Atlanta chapter.
Uh-huh.
Of the St. Hugh's High School Alumni Association. I've served as co-president before. I, as I said, left St. Hugh's in 78, migrated to New York, lived in New York for a few years, and then I relocated to Maryland, and now I'm in Georgia. I've been in Georgia for approximately, 17 years?
Wow.
Those lines.
That means, it sounds to me like you've become a Georgia peach.
I am a Georgia peach.
Well, I take that one step further and tell people I'm a Georgia prune. They always get tickled because I really look like one.
Oh, no, I'm sure you don't.
But, you know, I just get a laugh out of everything. So, you know, my name is Margaret Marshall, and most people that not paying attention or they don't really hear what I say end up calling me Margaret Mitchell.
Right.
You know, and I say, oh, man, you know, she's been dead so long she changed color. They just crack up or they stop. They don't know what I'm talking about.
Ah, that is too funny.
I try to bring a smile to everybody's face in whatever way I can, and I'm here every week encouraging people, you know, to live their lives and not, you know, fold up in a corner. As long as we have breath, our breath is so important, you know, and if you even have to take a deep breath and just think about how fortunate we are because we can take a deep breath with clean air. When we think of all the people that are not as fortunate as we are, we have so much to be thankful for, and especially the fact, for me, that I happen to have been born and raised in Jamaica, land we love. So with that said, if any of our listeners on the board would like to join the Labrish and make a comment or say something, please raise your hands by hitting 1 on your telephone. For the listeners online that's listening on your computer, you would dial 1-718-766-4558 to join the Labrish. We'd love to hear your voice. And I also encourage you that you can listen to any of the old shows. All the shows have been archived, and you will find them somewhere on the website when you go to Blog Talk Radio website. They're documented by month, and I will take this opportunity to say that I interviewed Mrs. Manley when she was here for that book, for the launch of her book, Sharon.
Yeah.
And her show was the most popular for a long time. It was recently overtaken by another one that I did on the Jamaican Musha, you know, who ran,
right.
Did the dog race.
Yeah.
But the radio station keeps track of that. I don't. But her shows got an enormous amount of hits for a long time. So I hope we'll have the opportunity of speaking to her again while she's here so that all her fans out there will be able to keep up to date, get up to date with what she's currently doing.
Right. Well, it's been a true pleasure talking to you, Margaret. I hope that your listeners do continue to enjoy your show, and I ask you to please continue doing what you're doing, because, like I said, it's just awesome that you're lending your voice, your wonderful voice, to technology and to the maintaining of our history and our legacy.
Well, thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and it really keeps me going, honestly. I have so much fun. I get so excited. You know, I always tell my listeners I feel like a kid in a candy shop when I discover things and find things out that I didn't know before. And I'm really just really surprised and encouraged at how many people are really sharing, because I did a show on the origination of the Salvation Army in Jamaica some months ago, I think. And as I went to the website today, I found out that show is almost up to 100 hits.
Really?
Yeah, people are just interested in finding out, I suppose. And a lot of people don't have time. You know, people want to know, but they don't have time to research things and find out.
Mm-hmm.
So I am so happy to be able to share, you know, and I always try to make my information as authentic as possible. And needless to say, I always put it in my little sidebar, you know, address whatever that discovery meant to me as a person. And I always encourage my listeners to express their thoughts or feelings about, you know, that's what ideas are, and that's how things get started, and, you know, they grow. So here in the backyard, we are always discussing something positive, and we just ask you to help us grow. So one way you can help us grow is if you're listening online, you can tell your friends that might not know about Blog Talk Radio and Backyard Labrish to just Google Backyard Labrish, and it will come up, and they can listen to any of the shows that we have done. We've been broadcasting, I think, a year and a half now. August, I think, will be 2 years. So I want to thank all my loyal listeners again, and I'm waiting for a raised hand. If you don't hit one on your keyboard in the next few minutes, I will know that you're just relaxing, and I hope you haven't fallen asleep, but you're sipping on your favorite drink, and you can feel the winds blow over your face as you reminisce about your wonderful days growing up in Jamaica. So with that said, please support whatever organizations you can that are giving back. And remember that we always, as human beings, as individuals, we always have something to give. If nothing else, a smile and a word of encouragement. So with that said, I don't see a raised hand, so I'm going to say good night, and I'm going to ask you to make it a great week. Sharon, you have the last word.
Thank you so much, Margaret, for having me on, and thank you, listeners, for being loyal patrons of the arts, and have a great weekend and a great evening.
All right. Thank you much, and I will be at the affair.
Thank you.
All righty. And you spread the word about Backyard Labridge for
me. Will do.
Okie dokie.
Thanks.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks all to all the listeners on the board, and I will see you next week.